The news just rushes on and on, doesn't it? I mean, here it is Tuesday, September 18th, and the big news in radio and television has to do with Las Vegas and O.J. getting arrested again for trying to steal back his sports memorabilia or something. And at the same time, Brittany's bodyguard wants to testify about how she's endangered her children, and the court didn't let him testify yesterday, and he's got his own attorney, Gloria Allred. I.e., the news just goes on and on. Neither of those stories is important to everybody, but that's what we're getting as the news. That's why you're listening to the weekly news in review from killradio.org. And the Harpers.org website. This was posted on September 18th, 2007, by Sam Stark. Basically, what's good about this is that it allows you to catch up on last week's news in a solid formation so that you kind of understand it and you get a better perspective on it. I'm your faithless host, Bennett. And again, this is the news from the past week. General David Petraeus, Betraeus, and Ambassador Ryan C. Crocker testified to Congress about progress in the war in Iraq. Crocker summarized 2006 as a bad year, name me a good year in the war in Iraq, but blamed ongoing sectarian violence on Saddam Hussein's social deconstruction of the country, which of course is absolutely silly. The ongoing sectarian violence is the result of American intervention, illegal intervention, into Iraq. Petraeus cited progress in the Anbar region as evidence that his surge strategy is working. He suggested that one army brigade might be home by Christmas and that the surge might be over by next July, which would put us back to the numbers that we were in exactly before the surge. So it really doesn't change anything. Barack Obama proposed removing at least one brigade per month, starting now, until all troops are out by the end of next year. President G. Wiz Bush supported the Petraeus plan, also citing progress in the Anbar province, and his recent meetings with leaders there, because, of course, the leaders would tell him how much good they're doing. Sunni Sheikh Abdul Sattar Abu Risha, the leader of the Anbar Awakening, who had recently been photographed shaking Mr. Bush's hand, was assassinated. His death has squeezed our heart, said Ali Hatem Ali Suleiman, head of a rival tribal organization. Now, I swear to God, if we hear anyone is with Al-Qaeda, even if he is still inside his mother's womb, we will kill him. Ah, let's kill unborn babies, because they're Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's a phantom, remember. A new British poll estimated that 1.2 million people had died so far in the war, and that includes Iraqis. And former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan wished that politicians would admit that the war was largely about oil. Thousands of people joined veterans in an anti-war march in Washington, D.C., at which 189 people were arrested. And Jeff Millard, president of the D.C. chapter of Iraq Veterans Against the War, urged the peace movement to take the next step past protest and to resistance. Resist. What good is that going to do? That'll do a lot of good. What are they going to resist? Are they going to resist, protest zones? What? A U.S. State Department official speculated that North Korea was helping Syria develop nuclear weapons, and an elite presidential guard unit in the Central African Republic was charged with various atrocities, including summary executions and burning whole villages. Bush nominated former federal judge Michael B. Mukasey as attorney general, and the Democrats even support that. And Russian President Vladimir Putin dissolved his government, appointing a little-known technocrat, Viktor Zubkov, as new prime minister. Maybe Bush will take a clue from there, huh? The governor of Ulyanovsk, Russia, urged everyone to skip work and make love. Make love, not work. Yale University exhibited tools used by Ivan Pavlov to measure dog drool, including one saliometer given as a gift to the daughter of a Yale professor. And Republican presidential candidate Law and Order dude Fred Thompson, an outspoken advocate of Cuban sanctions, defended his large collection of Cuban cigars by saying, "You know, if it's good, I smoke it." At a gala hosted by Mr. Sulu from Star Trek, the Japanese American Citizens League saluted Senator Larry Craig, Republican of Idaho, and tourists flocked to the airport men's room stall where Craig was recently arrested for attempted cruising. "I checked it out," said John Westby of Minneapolis, who was with his wife Sally visiting the stall for his second time. "It's the second stall from the right." Arctic ice was found to be melting about 10 times faster than in previous years, leaving the Northwest Passage conveniently ice-free. Leftists in Mexico sabotaged oil pipelines for the third time in 3 months, and tech workers in Seattle threw a luau in Gasworks Park despite toxic blobs oozing out of the ground nearby. "I'm not afraid of it," said Tim Chovanak, who works for Safeco. "Just don't eat the dirt." A museum in Argentina exhibited three Incan children perfectly frozen in their sleep 500 years ago. "These are dead people. Indian people," noted Gabriel E. Meyermont, the museum's director. "It's not a situation for a party." Pine beetles infested Georgia, webworms infested Maine, and cryptoparasites infested swimming pools in Idaho. Let's call Senator Larry Craig. Foot and mouth disease resurfaced in Surrey, England, and a major outbreak of Ebola killed more than 150 people in Congo. Scientists predicted that Ebola would also kill the last remaining western lowland gorillas. Near Grand Forks, North Dakota, at least 1,600 catfish died of unknown causes, ruining the fishing season, damn it. And evening traffic slowed in Santa Barbara, California, as commuters watched the carcass of a 70-foot blue whale drift south along the highway. Meanwhile, Nebraska Senator Ernie Chambers is suing God to prove a point about frivolous lawsuits. This has been the Weekly News in Review from KillRadio.org and Harper's.org. Your quick summary of the week's news. So that's the end of it. I'm Bennett. Now scram.